Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. We're diving deep into something super important today. Forgiveness. Yeah, that loaded word that can feel like swallowing a whole lemon sometimes. But trust me, folks, letting go of grudges isn't just some fluffy self-help tip. It's a game changer for your mental well-being, your relationships, and honestly, your entire vibe. Ever felt that knot in your stomach? The simmering anger when someone wronged you. You know that feeling, it hangs around like an unwelcome house guest, stealing your joy and draining your energy. Well, holding on to grudges is like letting that toxic guest take over your whole house. It messes with your peace, your outlook, and even your physical health. So how do we kick those negativity gremlins to the curb? Let's break it down into 5 power-packed takeaways. First things first, recognize that forgiveness isn't about condoning or excusing bad behavior. It's not saying what happened was okay, it's simply choosing to release the grip it has on you. Think of it like untangling a knot of rope. You don't erase the knots, you just loosen their hold so you can move forward freely. Secondly, understand that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. You deserve peace and freedom from those emotional shackles. Holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you in the long run. Think of it like carrying around a heavy backpack full of rocks. It weighs you down, slows you down, and makes the journey harder. Forgiveness? That's like shedding that backpack, feeling lighter, and moving with newfound ease. Now this one takes practice. Focus on empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. They might have been hurting, struggling, or simply made a mistake. It doesn't excuse their actions, but understanding their motivations can help soften your anger and open your heart to forgiveness. Remember, we all stumble sometimes. The fourth key is time. Forgiveness isn't always instant, it's a process that unfolds gradually. Be patient with yourself, allow yourself to feel the emotions, and acknowledge that healing takes time. You wouldn't expect a broken bone to mend overnight, would you? The same goes for emotional wounds. Finally, remember the power of letting go. Holding on to grudges is like clinging to a sinking ship. It only drives you down further. Release the anger, the resentment, the pain, and choose to float freely in the vast ocean of possibilities that lies ahead. Imagine setting sail with a clean slate, ready for new adventures, unburdened by past baggage. That's the beauty of forgiveness. Picture this. Your coworker accidentally spills coffee all over your important project proposal right before a big presentation. Your mind races, anger flares, thoughts of revenge bubble up. But hold on. Instead of letting that frustration take over, take a deep breath and remember our takeaways. This person likely didn't mean to do it. They might be stressed themselves or simply had a clumsy moment. Choose empathy, acknowledge their mistake, and gently guide them in cleaning up the mess. Sure, you might need to rework your proposal, but you'll save yourself from unnecessary stress and negativity. Plus, imagine how impressed everyone will be by your composure and grace under pressure. So there you have it, 5 powerful tools to cultivate forgiveness and let go of those pesky grudges. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings, it's about setting yourself free. It's about choosing peace, understanding, and moving forward with lightness in your heart. Think about that person who's been weighing on your mind, the one you need to forgive. Take a moment right now to visualize letting go of those negative feelings. Feel a weight lift as you release them into the universe. Ready to unleash your inner Stoic warrior? Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of forgiveness power. Leave a review and tell us about your own experiences with letting go. Let's create a supportive community here together. Remember, peace starts within, so choose forgiveness, choose freedom, and choose joy. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.